Welcome back to our program, The Man with the Plan, from the Chambers Plan and Tanner Financial. Brett Tanner's here. Look at him, Phil. Look at Phil. Phil got very excited.
Glad to be here.
Good to be with you, sir, always. How are things?
Things are excellent.
Well, things are good with the plan. A record year in sales for both the plan, Ontario, and nationally. See, Humble and Fred Radio works.
It's all due to Humble and
Fred. Well, yeah. That's what we like to think, Brett. All right. You know what? Fred and I were we didn't want to get into it right away, but this is the kind of impact that we have. We don't like to brag, but this is what's happening. So, for people who are just tuning in and they haven't really figured this out, what it is, we talk a lot about this plan, and the idea is if you have a small business, a lot of times these companies don't feel they can afford top-notch, stable insurance. And yet your whole thing is about insuring people, small companies like ours, and giving us access to, great benefits, including, by the way, this thing that Freddie signed up for, Best Doctors. I mean, these are all part of the Chambers Plan.
Yes. So one of the great things about the Chambers Plan is that it does have a pooling system. So the pooling helps the small businesses have stable renewals. What's been phenomenal this year is we've done a lot better in the larger market, firms with 75 or 100 employees, simply because the plan has lower overhead. It's a not-for-profit. It doesn't collect reserves. So it works a little differently than a lot of the regular market carriers. So,
well, hang on a second. When you say it has low overhead, because a lot of the big companies are what does that mean? Because they're paying bricks and mortar for a big company's locations, or what?
There's some of that, but they have shareholders, so they're generating revenue for their shareholders. So because they've got to generate additional profit, whereas the Chambers Plan is actually owned by chambers and boards of trade across the country. It's their networks program, and it operates on a not-for-profit basis. So it's got that slightly lower overhead, which works great for firms with 75 to 100 employees.
Well, and you've explained this before, but again, somebody's hearing about this for the first time. One of the things I remember when you first talked about it was that some companies, they give you a great deal in the first year you sign up for their plan, but then all of a sudden come renewal, it fluctuates.
Sure. A huge portion of what a lot of carriers do is their marketing is built into discounting rates to sort of entice you to come over.
That's it.
And then your claims are essentially going to drive your costs for the following year. So if you use the plan a lot, you're typically going to pay a higher renewal, and that makes it sometimes unaffordable, or you've got to change carriers again. So often a lot of firms have to go through this tedious process of moving their stuff around from year to year.
Well, with the Chambers Plan, the idea is it's stable, it's pooled. That's where the pooling comes in, right?
Exactly. And for example, this year we have a phenomenal renewal, under 3%. The industry average is running between 6% to 8% nationally for plan inflation year over year. So significantly better renewals for small to mid-sized firms.
Very good.
Yeah, I mean, even a smaller company, less than 75, it all makes so much sense. And part of the thing, too, is people don't even realize stuff like this is available. Because I'm forever telling, when people say, do you have benefits? I say, well, how do you and Humble have benefits? And you explain it to them, and they don't even know it exists. I mean, this option is out there.
Well, clearly we should have been on Humble and Fred longer.
No,
Brett, I've been telling you since we met, this is really the way to go in the future.
Yeah, no, it's hard to get the message out there. And a lot of small businesses are so busy just trying to survive.
Right.
50% of small businesses don't make it through 5 years. So, it's hard for them to sort of do the research and find this. And for us, it's difficult to market so people can see that what we do.
Well, one of the reasons, and this is what we talked about last summer when we were, golfing. Remember those days when people used to golf? And we talked about the fact that most people don't know it. They don't think it's available. But when they find out about it, it's like, okay, so this makes sense. Even if you have a small company like ours with like 5 or 6 employees. I know there's a couple of the topics you wanted to hit today. One is looking for help on drug management, because there's a lot of new things coming out all the time, and people need to be aware of them.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we get asked a lot recently about the impact of OHIP Plus. So in Ontario, as of January 1, the provincial government is picking up the drug claims for those under 25 years old.
And that's called OHIP Plus?
It's called OHIP Plus. I think, you know, largely it's a political move. I don't think anybody was asking for this to be covered. But it has very low impact. I think a lot of people thought, we even had calls, people calling looking for, you know, it's Jan 1, how come my rates haven't gone down? Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is that the lowest claiming group, of course, are the young, healthy people under 25. And OHIP Plus is only covering about 4,400 drugs. So it's covering a small fraction of the total number of drugs. It definitely will have some impact. We estimate in inflation, it'll save firms in Ontario probably 2-4% on their health and probably 1-3% on their total costs on a benefit plan. So it will have some positive effect, but certainly we could put a lot more of that effort into developing a national pharmacare program where drug costs are capped and these new biologics aren't costing as much for people to buy. So the impact will be less for small firms and for benefit plans and for those who don't have coverage.
It's funny that you mentioned that. It's a political move because the lowest, how did you phrase it? The lowest people, the people that make the least number of claims are under 25.
And guess what? Some of them vote.
Yeah, just no. I know.
I wonder how under 25s normally vote. Do you think it's conservative? I think it's conservative.
Yeah. So it is kind of funny, but I mean, we're not going to say no. I mean, it's going to help with the situation. It's going to help cover some drug costs for a lot of people, but the impact is not going to be. I know the Ontario government's advertised it heavily with taxpayer money, you know, the impact's not going to be significant.
To be clear, if you haven't figured out, Brett is a huge Kathleen Wynne fan, and nothing makes him laugh more than that.
I don't think it's fooled too many people.
No.
Well, I've tried to hide it, but some of the technology, the Chamber Plan has got a program called Managed Healthcare, so we help manage drug costs. So this probably has a bigger impact on inflation than, say, something like OHIP Plus, because with Managed Healthcare, the employee goes to get a prescription. If the drug isn't listed, it's still covered, but it's covered at a lower amount. So the employee has the option of switching their prescription to something that's more cost-effective and have a higher coverage level, or they can still choose to take the lower coverage level drug, but it's covered at 50%.
So explain, if you can, because there are some people listening that are taking all kinds of medication, you know, whether it's for diabetes or such. So you're saying that if a drug isn't covered by the Chamber's plan, you can still claim it, but it might be you might not cover the entire cost of it.
So all the carriers will use something they call a formulary, a list of drugs that these are the drugs we cover. So with managed healthcare, what they do is they use the national formulary. So we take a list of drugs, which is very common for all the carriers to use these lists. If it's not a cost-effective drug, it's covered at a lower percentage. So if, for example, there's 5 Tylenol 3s, 2 just came out in a new gel cap, and they're $100, but the original is $20.
Oh, I see.
And somebody goes to get the $80 one, it'll be covered, but at 50%, for example, instead of the 80, 90, or 100%, it could be covered if that's the plan option they took. So they have the option to manage themselves, the employee, and go back and say, listen to the pharmacist, can I get the other one that's covered at 80 or 90%.
Very flexible.
Well, and the idea is, and again, if you haven't figured out that we're fans of this plan, you know, and just so you, again, if you've never heard us talk about it, we actually became members of the Chamber's plan before we met Brett. For a couple of years, I mean, that was one of my favorite moments when we were hanging out that first day, and I was like, I think we signed up for that that thing. He's like, this is what I've been saying to you for 18 holes. I'm like, I just got it.
It was the same thing with us, you know. It wasn't even part of our world, and I forget who.
It was Dave White.
Dave White introduced us to it. We said, wow, we can do that, and it's been fantastic for us.
Well, now you know why it's so easy to get our message out. You know, it's really exciting talking about insurance and group benefits.
No, I'll tell you what, you say that.
To our demographic, it is.
Yeah, to us, to guys like us that are, you know, small business owners. And I remember when Dave told us about this and Fred and I had the discussion, we thought, wow, we can, because we had no coverage. You know, we didn't think it was possible. I had some weird stuff from ACTRA, but I had to keep contributing to it way more. So the point is, people might say, well, insurance isn't all that exciting. It is if you have a small business and you want to do something for your employees. And if you have insurance questions, the problem is a lot of these insurers will do a small business, but the rates keep fluctuating. Mm-hmm. And it's not as easy. Like the way you file with Chambers Plan electronically, it couldn't be simpler.
For sure. You know, the technology's moved along. We've got a couple new things coming out that sort of I'll talk about in a second. But as you mentioned, claims couldn't be easier. Today, you know, 90% of the claims are done electronically by the practitioner or the dentist. So the employee just basically goes in, gives them their number. Once they've been to that particular practitioner once, it's automated. And even if you get a claim done somewhere where they're not online, all you need to do is take a picture and you can submit it right on an app on your mobile phone. So it couldn't be easier.
And what was the last thing you wanted to mention? Something about the...
Yeah, there's some new options coming out with the Chamber Plan. Currently, last year we launched a product called Tandem. So what that does is it integrates a payroll system with the Chamber Plan. So for those plan administrators who have the hassle of every time they make an employee change, they've got to do it in two different places, this is going to sync that. So they just go into one spot, they enter the payroll change or the employee change, it's done. They don't have to go put it into their benefit plan and their payroll system. Very, very efficient. Coming up in the spring, we're going to have lifestyle spending accounts available with the Chamber Plan. And
what does that mean?
So one of the ways that plans are evolving is more and more firms are buying what they call healthcare spending accounts or lifestyle spending accounts. So a health spending account is something where the employer says, we're going to give you X number of dollars for CRA-eligible benefits. So to top up your dental, your paramed, you know, you want to go for more massage, whatever, they're going to give you that particular amount of dollars. A lifestyle spending account's where they're going to cover some things that they're going to designate will cover these items, but there'll be a taxable benefit to the employee. So firms are getting into this because they're going to say, listen, we want our employees to have a Fitbit. So Fitbit's not a CRA-eligible item, but we're going to cover the cost of a Fitbit for you, a gym membership, all these things to get you in shape so that you're going to be a healthier employee, you're going to contribute
in the
more,
long run.
You're going to feel better, all those things. So it's all part of this new wellness conversation.
So that will be covered by the Chambers Plan?
Yes, that'll be available in the spring. And
so we can get a bunch of Fitbits, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But it is a pay-per-use sort of benefit. So you'll designate that we're going to do X number of dollars, and if the employee has, say, a $500 spending account that's a lifestyle spending account, and they spent the whole $500, they'll get a taxable benefit at the end of the year from their employer that they'll have to obviously pay tax on.
Is there any way we can do, like, range buckets as part of my health benefits?
You can do whatever you want. It's a taxable benefit. So
we should mention, too, mental health wellness. That, you know, I mean, people are being more and more upfront now and seeking the help that previously that they wouldn't.
Yeah, one of the things that we've added to our My Benefits platform is that there's a wellness checklist in there, and you can actually, employees can go in, they can, you know, if they're feeling a little off, they can go in, they can take a look at this questionnaire, and it'll actually give them some guidance in terms of, you know, whether they need to see somebody or not. I think that, you know, it would be great if more people would follow our social media through the Chambers Plan Ontario, simply because we're putting out a lot of information on wellness on a daily and weekly basis, a lot of articles that would be good for employers to share with their employees, it's certainly a hot topic today.
No, for sure.
Yeah, it is.
And
oh,
smart.
It's a great
that,
thing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it's also forward-thinking, and it's timely, and it should be covered. And thanks for this. This was great. By the way, you mentioned people following on social media. How do we do that?
Well, they could just go to Chamber Plan Ontario and they'll find us, or they could just contact us at tannerfinancial.ca and we'll dig up the information and connect with them.
Amazing. So we mentioned before the break. So you mentioned you were asking Fred. He's going to Florida to watch some baseball games, and I said to you I was going on a boyfriend girlfriend trip to Mexico, and you said.
Which one's the boyfriend?
There you go.
VT bringing the heat.
Did you use the Chambers plan to get a sex change, Howard?
Yes. And now I am a man. Hey, Brad, good seeing you, man. And
great to see you guys.
Looking forward to golf season. We're going to go out again.
I'm just going to take a page from Trump. I'm golfing in Pompano in a couple weeks. I'm going to bring my gun. I'm ready.
Absolutely. Yeah. Atta boy.
Putt with a rifle.
Exactly.
Why not?
That's right. Let's turn all those AR-15s into pings. Good seeing you, sir.
Good to see you.
There's Brett Terry.